I guess first off, what has been your experience on these fan fests and the caravan and things like that, being it getting out and meeting fans?
Well, the one, it's always good to get out with the fans. There's no doubt. The difference this year, it's been so late and so close to spring training, and it just seems like, and maybe it's allowed them time to get the want for the season to get started a little bit more, because it seems like the fans are a little bit more ready for the season right now, because we're so much later, because we've done it in the past couple of years at this in the middle of January.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. But it's always fun. I don't have any problem with meeting the fans and getting out and chatting with them, and I enjoy that. And that's kind of where we've been, kind of running all over the area and so forth doing it.
What excites you most about this upcoming season?
Well, I don't want to belabor the point, but I think we got a lot of talent. You know, with Bud and the guys in the starting rotation, you look at the bullpen, but just the guys that are also going to compete for some jobs on the ball club. That excitement, anytime you're a manager or a coach or something, and you have guys that are going to be fighting for spots. You know, I mentioned, you know, we're bringing 61 guys to camp. And leaving there, those guys are going to have to battle through things. My two previous years here, the spots were pretty well dictated. We knew kind of who was going to be in what position or whatever. This year there's a lot of open spots because we've had some young guys to see how they're going to come through. We're hoping that Chris Johnson's able to show us some stuff and maybe rebound a little bit. Jason Castro missed all of last year. And I would just spent the last hour next to him, and he feels good, so that's neat. And the new guys that we're bringing in, Chris Snyder, he also said that he feels good. Zach Duke, maybe he could help us out either in rotation or the bullpen. But those types of questions to be asked. So if I had to say something, that would probably be it.
I heard mentioned earlier Jack Cuss might take reps at first also. Is he in the mix there with the other guys?
Well, I think when we start moving Brett over to third base a little bit, and giving him some reps at first, we're going to need to kind of put somebody else in there, too. And I know Downsy has played there. Chris Johnson is going to move over to first base a little bit and take some reps at first. But to have another left-handed bat over there would be good. And so, yes, he is going to take some ground balls. We'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Well, how much control does the front office and you do you have over how much playing time the guys do in winter ball? For example, Sergio Perez pitched about 65 innings in winter ball on top of already pitching, you know, a full season. And Aoi probably did about 50 innings all told with the playoffs. In the
Who was the second one?
And Aoi Rodriguez.
Okay.
He probably did about 50 all told between the playoffs and the Caribbean series. How close an eye do you keep on that?
Okay, we keep a pretty good eye on especially the guys that are closer to the major leagues. Like Aoi, we didn't have any problem with him throwing down there. Sergio Perez, we didn't watch him as much because he's just not quite as close, you know, that I'm familiar with him as much. But Aoi, we didn't have any problem. He was fine. He was healthy at the end of the season. We wanted him to go down there and continue to throw and work on some things. Brogue gave him some things to work on. We want him to go down there and do that. The one guy that we wanted him to watch himself, and that was Altuve. You know, he winds up with close to 900 at bats, I think, for the season. We talked to him to start in December, and he was in a battle with the ownership of his club down there that wanted him, obviously, because he was playing so well. And finally, he did not play when, I think it was after the 15th or the 20th. I'm not exactly sure the full date, but he says he feels good. Now he's going to turn around and he's flying into Kissimmee on Monday. But I'll be down there Tuesday and to watch over him. But you saw some things with he and JD last year playing the month of September that they never had before in their life. And now Jose goes down there and plays a full season down there. So we have to monitor that a little bit, but at the same time, trying to get them ready for the season, too.
You talked about being familiar with not being familiar with some of the minor league players. You've got a lot of new players on the team that weren't here before. You talked about 61 in camp. What kind of prep work do you do with those guys to be able to evaluate them in spring training? Is it going to be basically what they do when they're in camp with you, or have you done anything leading up to that to kind of get familiar with what they do and how they would fit into the team?
You know, the guys that were brought in, our front office has done a real good job of filling out some paperwork, writing capsules on each mm-hmm. guy. We have their stats from not just last year, but their history mm-hmm. that are next to those capsules. We go down on the coaches report on the 17th, mm-hmm. and then we have meetings on the 18th and 19th, and we're going to spend 3 hours on the 18th and go over the pitchers and catchers. And then on the 19th, we're going to spend another 3 hours and go over the position players. Mm-hmm. And in those times, Jim Summers, our video guy, has put together just video clips. And we watch video clips of the players that you're talking about. We have a headshot of them. We have the capsules that our front office has put together. And so with all those things and such a diversity of coaches in the room between our minor league people, mm-hmm. our front office, and our major league staff, somebody has at least laid eyes on them at some point, usually. And so we'll turn it over to them and just let them talk and tell us about those guys. That's probably the best way I can say.
Jeff brought in a lot of competition for the outfield spots, but one guy I'm curious about is Fernando Martinez. Picked them up in the Mets. Used to be a high prospect, now is trying to get back into the game. And what are your expectations for him? Is he going to be in the race for an outfield spot? Is he just trying to make a name for himself with the Astros? What's going on with him?
I'm sorry for that look I gave, because he had a and I was kidding Bud about it earlier. That's the reason I can do that. He had a change up off Bud.
He got like two career day. Home runs and one's off.
They're getting good at doing that to you. It's like every guy they bring in, his first home run was off Bud.
It was the second day.
Welcome.
It's easy when you throw that hard to him.
Yeah.
You know, I know that he came into professional ball with a lot of hoopla and a lot of talent. And, you know, when somebody, and I'm saying just not scouts, but people in the front office and people that have seen him play or have competed against him on the field, have such high regard for him, and he signs such a good contract to come in, you know that the guy has some ability. And so the feeling is that somewhere down the line, he hasn't played up to what he's capable of doing. And so you never know if a change of scenery with a guy, all of a sudden he's able to kick in and he really does something. And so we're kind of hoping that this change of scenery for him coming over, he's going to be able to show us something, that he might be able to compete for a job. We don't know. But he's going to get the opportunity. I mean, we got 14 outfielders coming in, and it's going to be a battle. I mean, but we're hoping this competition brings out the best in these guys, and Fernando is one of them. But we're hoping that the talent that people have seen in him that starts to come out, and we're able to see it with this change of scenery.
With a front office that's been very open and transparent and fully committed to a rebuild of this organization now and coming off of last season, how do you define success for 2012?
Well, you know, that's my responsibility. I'm accountable for that. You know, we have a talented group of guys, and I'm not just saying that because Bud's sitting right here, but we do. You know, and it's my job to get the coaching staff to bring those guys together to play. And we want to play the best brand of baseball that we can, whether it's fundamentally sound, whether it's developing each of their skills and putting them in situations that they can succeed and do their best. That's what I'm trying to do. The season last year, that a lot of that was me. That was my responsibility. I'm accountable for that. 106 losses, I'm not real thrilled about that. But we're hoping that the memory of that and the guys that are here, like Bud and these other guys that had to go through that, and I mean had to go through that because it wasn't fun for any of us, that it's a situation that we're hoping that can bring us together and kind of bond us and to bring out the type of individuals and players that we are, that we don't have to go through something like that. Now put that together with the talent we have and put that through. We're hoping that we're really, because I believe we are, the front office believes we are on our way to go. Even though that we had the season we did last year, there was a lot of things that guys had to learn about themselves. I had to learn about myself, and our coaching staff had to learn about themselves. That's really going to help us move forward, and I think that's kind of where we're at.
Hey, guys, do you have one more question for Brad?
Does anybody not ask one?
Can I ask one?
I'll ask one.
You got the best one.
Just want to make sure everybody got in.
Bogusevic hit 271 against lefties in the Dominican Winter League. If he gets the starting spot, are you going to let him start against lefties, lefty pitchers?
My thinking on that is definitely give him the opportunity to start out.
Okay.
Now, is it going to be 20 at-bats against a lefty, 50 at-bats against a lefty, 100 at-bats against lefties? I can't sit here and give you a number or give you a – it would be my wish that I put him in the lineup and he'd hit 480 against both righties and lefties. But I think that when a guy deserves and he wins a shot, that he deserves a chance to hit against both guys, right and left. Now, so you don't think I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. There's sometimes that let's say we face right-handers for 6 days in a row, and we have another right-hander that hasn't played in 4 or 5 days. And I'll talk to Bogey about maybe sitting down. Maybe I don't think that's a good matchup against him, and we'll sit him against this lefty to get the right-hander some at-bats. And then maybe 5 days later, he will face a lefty. And then hopefully that'll move on. But as we do this and as we move forward, we're hoping that he shows that he has no problem with hitting lefties. But just throwing him in there against the lefties and say, letting him go, I can see us doing that maybe for the first part anyway of the season. And then let's just see what happens as we go.
Thank you.